Greetings in Christ, I'm Reverend Doug Gribenaugh. The New Testament reading for today is from Hebrews chapter 5, verses 1 through 14. For every high priest chosen from among men is appointed to act on behalf of men in relation to God, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He can deal gently with the ignorant and wayward, since he himself is beset with weakness. Because of this, he is obligated to offer sacrifice for his own sins, just as he does for those of the people. And no one takes this honor for himself, but only when called by God, just as Aaron was. So also Christ did not exalt himself to be made a high priest, but was appointed by him who said to him, "You are my son, today I have begotten you." As he says also in another place, "You are a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek." In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications, with loud cries and tears, to him who was able to save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverence. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him, being designated by God a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. About this we have much to say, and it is hard to explain, since you have become dull of hearing. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the basic principles of the oracles of God. You need milk, not solid food, for everyone who lives on milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, since he is a child. But solid food is for the mature, for those who have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of Jesus. Today is Thursday in Holy Week, Maundy Thursday, the night when our Lord was betrayed after having instituted the Blessed Sacrament, the Lord's Supper of his body and his blood. Our reading from Hebrews gives us a clear and steady picture of who Jesus is for us, the Christ, the Messiah, our High Priest. Every High Priest, Hebrews says, is appointed to act on behalf of men in relation to God, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. But Christ is the one appointed by the Father himself. "You are my Son," the one who is without sin, and the one who deals gently with the weak because he has stepped fully into our weakness. And that matters because of the weakness we carry within us. We carry the weight of our own sins, yes, but we also carry the wounds left by the sins of others, the griefs that settle in the heart, the sorrows that linger, the memories that still ache. And it is all too easy to let those things become our defining character, to fall into belief that our failures or our wounds are the most true things about us. But behold, and I borrow this practice from Scripture to get your attention, "Hey you, listen up. Christ, your high priest, has taken all of it, your sins and the pains of sins committed against you, and he has carried them in himself to the cross." Hebrews tells us that in the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears. He knows what it is to suffer. He knows what it is to be betrayed. He knows what it is to bear the weight of sin that is not his own. And he does this so that you would not be defined by any of it. In holy baptism, he joined you to his death and his resurrection. He clothed you with himself, and he gave you a name that no sin and no sorrow can take away. Your identity is not found in your sin, nor in the sins committed against you. Your identity is Christ, your high priest, your righteousness, your life. You are Christian, a little Christ. But if only we could hold fast and truly believe this, with the confidence and faith, as we should. For the Lord has spoken it. Believe it. And yet the devil, the world, and our own sinful nature, they are always at work, always pulling us away from Christ and from his word. These whisper those old accusations, old fears, old wounds. They try to drown out the voice of Christ with the noise of guilt and the noise of shame, and we become, as Hebrews says, dull of hearing. And that is why God calls us to vigilance. Solid food is for the mature, Hebrews says, for those whose powers of discernment are trained by constant practice. You see, the point is not that milk is bad. Milk is the foundation. But the mature are fed on something richer, something that strengthens and sustains them all the more. The full counsel of God, the whole teaching of Christ's saving work on our behalf, His obedience, His suffering, His sacrifice, these are gifts delivered to you, and His righteousness is the covering you receive by grace through faith. And this is where your identity in Christ matters so deeply, because you are apt to forget. How often has God repeated Himself? Over and over and over again throughout Scripture. He repeats Himself because we are apt to listen to every other voice that tries to name us. You hear your sins and think they define you. You feel the wounds left by others and assume they speak the truth about you. You hear the world's judgments and imagine them to be final. But the word of righteousness, Christ Himself speaks a better word. He is the high priest who deals gently with the weak. He is the one who has taken your sins and your sorrows into His flesh. He is the one who suffers and dies and rises again. He is the one who intercedes for you now and always, without ceasing, without pause. He is the one who learned obedience through suffering, so that being made perfect, He has become the source of your eternal salvation. And so, brothers and sisters, I leave you with this encouragement that we hear later in Hebrews chapter 10. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for He who promised is faithful. In the name of Jesus, amen. And let us pray. O Lord, in this wondrous sacrament You have left us a remembrance of Your passion. Grant that we may so receive the sacred mystery of Your body and blood, that the fruits of Your redemption may continually be manifest in us. For You live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.